Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just tuned in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Radio Free Readout. I am John Jacob Schmidt, honored to be your host. I want to welcome all of you to our debut broadcast in this market on KTW 630 AM, covering the greater Spokane area in eastern Washington and north Idaho. And we can't forget about the Patriots out there listening to the live stream on the internet and mobile devices. A huge welcome to the regular Radio Free Readout listeners following us over here, and of course the Ameron operators wherever you are, whether it's in the American Readout or other conservative strongholds across the country, or if you happen to be in King, North Carolina right now fighting for liberty and opposing the removal of the kneeling soldier statue. God bless you guys for standing together for what's right. Now, those of you hunkering down in hostile territory outside the wire, you are not alone. So don't let anyone convince you that you're crazy because you espouse radical ideologies such as the Constitution, homeschooling, or Judeo-Christian heritage, or Americanism in general. And it's okay to be a patriot. Of course, that's what Harry Reid describes as domestic terrorist, but he and his kind are mere men, not to be feared, not by the righteous, and certainly not by the God-fearing. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. So where to begin? There's so much. There's a ton of regular Radio Free Redoubt listeners out there listening on both radio as well as the live stream, But I think it's only fair that when, you know, we're opened up to a new market, as we are here today on KTW 630 AM, we should properly introduce ourselves. And that's what today's show is, the introduction to Radio Free Readout. So this will be an unusually formatted show. We're going to settle in to a solid program. But first, I want to welcome all the new listeners. I'm really excited to be on this journey with so many of you who cherish freedom and want to really preserve Americanism, and who see the writing on the wall that difficult, if not dangerous, times are ahead for the Christian patriots who intend to stand for American principles, true American principles, the way the founding fathers envisioned, in the form of a God-honoring republic. And I'm especially excited about this new chapter that's just opened up. So with that, some thank yous are in order. First and foremost, thank you to the listeners who voiced your support, both to me directly in person and through emails, and to the management of ACN and Liberty Broadcasting Systems. Secondly, I'm humbled and grateful to Tom Reed, the station manager, for his level of trust and confidence in me in asking me to join the lineup, the great lineup of Liberty Broadcasting Systems broadcasters. Some of them might be my personal heroes and friends. Representative Matt Shea, Representative Dave Taylor, Jason Overstreet, Clint Didier, and so many other patriots that are in the fight for liberty on a daily basis. Now, third, I'm thankful beyond words to the listeners who stepped up to offer financial support to get us started on the air and off to a strong start. They wish to remain anonymous, and we're going to honor that. But they do very strongly believe in the mission so much that they chose to make sure the message can reach far and wide. And we'll talk more about that mission, what it means for you and me, and the action items that we all need to take to increase the odds of our success with the Lord's help and, most importantly, for His glory. Which brings me to the third and most important one. Thank you to my King, Lord Jesus, for choosing me among many to be used for His glory and as one of many who are sounding the alarm. And not to bring a message of gloom, but while calling things as they are, still encouraging, informing, inspiring, and calling to action the God-fearing patriots who are willing and preparing to stand for Americanism, for our posterity, and above all, for his purposes and his glory. Now, if you notice toward the beginning, I referred to Radio Free Redoubt as us, and we, and introduce ourselves. That's intentional. I know I'm behind the microphone, but I don't want it to be about me, ever. It's going to take the assembling of many in solidarity, and it should never be about one man. We all have a role if we want to restore and preserve our traditional values, our heritage, our faith, the proper role of government, the principles outlined in our state and federal constitutions, and so on. So, if you're a God-fearing, freedom-loving patriot who's concerned about the destructive path our country's on, and you want to do something meaningful about it, then my name is your name too. It's not about me. And by the way, there is no bipartisanship here. It's time to choose a side, partisans. So, for our new listeners, we usually cover news and commentary, not yet, in the first segment. And I have a ton of news. In fact, I'm not even going to be able to get to most of it, but this is a unique show. It's a debut in a new market show. And we'll also get codename Fox 519 to join us here in just a moment. Hopefully, should be able to get him on the line. And he brings us his exclusive Eye on the Economy segment each week on Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast that we've been doing for going on 4 years now. Then in the second segment, just give you a little insight as far as what we have to look forward to in the future. In the second segment, that's where we're going to normally have special guests from pastors, patriots, immigrants, warriors, activists, statesmen, and experts on various topics. And when we don't have a guest, we'll cover specific topics of interest to you and me, things to help us prepare. Now, you're going to learn some things about prepping and self-reliance, very interesting history and lessons learned, citizenship, community action, tyranny, the police state, psyops, propaganda, lessons learned from persecuted Christians around the world, and the underground church, and many other topics to help prepare and equip you, not only for the times we're in now, because we need to be in action now. We can't be checked out and hunkered down waiting for the end of the world to come, so then we'll spring into action. We have to be in action now, but we also have to be prepared for the times ahead. Yes, this is radical, but we're not as radical. Let me say this. If we are not as radical as the forces that are destroying America and freedom, we are going to lose. You have to understand that. Now, Christian patriots, do I have your attention? Good. Okay, and then in the third and final segment, we will open up the phone lines. So grab a pen and paper or grab your cell phone, because I'm going to give you the number here in about 20 seconds. Because there's a lot of talent and wisdom and experience out there to draw from, and I want your voices to be heard. And normally when I stream on Radio Free Redoubt on Sunday evenings, I don't get to interact with you real time. We're just not set up for that. So this is a real treat to be able to talk to you. It's a toll-free number. You ready? The number is 877-999-7684. I'll say it again. 877-999-7684. And now, let's see. I had somebody flagging me just a minute ago. But we've got a great journey ahead of us. I'm looking so forward to doing this with you. And we're not just going to talk about the issues, and anybody can point and say, this is messed up over here, that's messed up over there. Now, that component is important because we have to stay informed. We have to be able to make sense of the issues, especially when confusion sets in, and confusion sets in from all directions, from folks who are supposedly conservative, to even from the pulpit, to our government leadership, community leadership, the media. And it's hard for us to make sense of all that. And we need to be able to approach that with wisdom, with clarity, and look at it in the light of scripture and our heritage, the heritage that's been stripped away from us. And so that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to focus on throughout this journey. So right now, I guess this is about the time to cover the news and commentary. News that could affect you as God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots. Things you need to be aware of. And just for your overall general situational awareness. There was a poll this week called the Fusion Massive Millennial Poll. And I'm going to post this over on RadioFreeReadout.com. We're going to get a highlights and resources posting for this show. We're going to get all of these links and resources, things that we talk about, accessible to you. So this was a poll. This is a sad poll. This is a snapshot of the millennial generation, this younger, you know, the young 20 and early 30 something generation right now. The product of our public school system. Right now, if the election were held, the millennial generation is more than willing to nominate, or no, to elect Hillary as the next president of the United States. Oh, that was hard to just say. I stumbled with those words. 77% can't name their senators. Now, the New American, they have a freedom index. So, for Washington and Idaho patriots, the youth gather around, school's in session. Your Idaho senator is Michael Crapo and James Risch. Senators James Risch and Senators Michael Crapo. In Washington, your senators are Maria Cantwell and Senator Patty Murray. Why is it important that you even know this? Well, these folks are supposedly representing you and your views. You need to know how well or how accurately they are representing your views when they go to Washington, D.C. The New American has a freedom index. So the higher the rating, the higher the rating represents, the percentage rating represents their level of support of freedom and liberty. This is how hard they're fighting for you. They should have at least a 70% rating or higher, in my humble opinion. So let's go to Idaho. Senator Michael Crapo on the Freedom Index, 68%. Senator Crapo, you've got some work to do. You're slipped. You're below 70%. That's the minimum. That's a D minus, 70%. You're at 68%. James Risch, 84%. Good job. Thank you, sir. Washington, not so good. Senator Maria Cantwell, her freedom index is at 12%. Patty Murray, 11%. I know that's why we consider the American Redoubt to go all the way up to the Cascades, because it is like two different states between Eastern Washington and Western Washington. And the same goes for Oregon. So you're outnumbered and you're outvoted. And I understand that, and it's frustrating. But that's why patriots who love freedom are getting over to this side of the mountains. They are redoubting. They are taking the gap, and they're getting out of occupied territory. Now, that is not going to change your senators. I understand that. But times are changing. Who knows what borders might look like in the future? Something to think about. Before we bring Fox 519 on, like I said, that's way too much news to go over and touch on at this time. I'm going to give you a little prelude into tomorrow night's podcast over at Radio Free Redoubt. We're going to talk about the Muslim threat. And I mean Muslim threat. I don't mean Islamic extremist threat. I mean the Muslim threat. There is so much that you are being lied to about. I want to bring this to your attention. But before I go to Fox 519, there's something really important. The FBI is cautioning American parents now that ISIS presence on social media and their persuasive propaganda is appealing to teens in Europe and America. Alerts USA covered this, saying that subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices on a new push by the FBI to warn parents of the active efforts of the Islamic State to use social media in the recruitment of teens. American teens, your children. These efforts span the gambit from jihadist rap music videos to preying on teens, their growing sense of rebellion and alluring messages of false hope and a sense of identity. Now, please hold your calls until the third segment. We're gonna get to those. I know a lot of you guys are chopping at the bits to call in, but I want to make sure that we cover this. We're gonna cover that in segment three. There are American teenagers that are making it over there, or getting caught at the airport and getting arrested for providing material support because they are being recruited online and they are going over to Syria and elsewhere and they are helping out with this effort. And they're targeting your children. There's several cases, and we're going to cover some more of that tomorrow night. Obama's prayer breakfast train wreck that happened this week. I know so many people in the news media and alternative news beat that one up. And I don't want to really beat that one up other than it's just fun. But we want to make sure it's purposeful, too. There's a reason why we're going to be analyzing this. But we have a great friend and a contributor to Radio Free Redoubt, provides the eye on the economy, a banker, economic background, still works in the economic industry. And he's given us some very unique insight into the economy and how it applies to us as self-reliant minded, prepared patriots. So Fox 519, you on the air with us?
Long live Americanism, my friend.
Yes, sir. Amen to that. How are you?
I'm doing well this Saturday morning. Congratulations. This is an exciting step for all of us here at Radio Free Redoubt.
It is. I'm glad you said that. It is all of us. It's the listeners, their voice. This is the voice for so many patriots that see what's coming down the line, that understand the seriousness of what we're facing. And very few people are offering solutions, I mean viable solutions, and informing the people with the right heart. And I'm glad to have you as part of that as well, so thanks. And
I'm deeply and humbled to be a part of the mission.
You are on the debut show of Radio Free Redoubt for 6:30 a.m.
I know. Hello, Spokane and Spokane area. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. And North Idaho, our friends and across the Fruited Plains and outside the wire. So many of
those listening online, yeah.
Okay, now we are actually introducing you to a number of people, an audience that probably has not heard of you before. Some of them probably not heard of Radio Free Redoubt before. I want you to introduce yourself, if you would, please, to let them know what your background is and what they can look for in the future as far as what you're going to be producing.
Oh, absolutely. So, for those of you who haven't listened before, I have 14 years of banking and finance experience. And about three and a half years ago, I actually learned how the banking industry actually worked. What a novel idea for a banker to know, huh? I woke up and realized that the Federal Reserve is a private bank that's financed by debt. And I made the mission of my heart and my life, and God put it on my heart, to make sure that the listeners of Radio Free Redoubt know exactly what went on that affects them as their pocketbook as patriots and preppers. So I'm making sure that every Sunday night we're bringing news that affects their pocketbook and their finances, and give some high level advice on what to do. I love listener mail as well. That's a great way to get in touch with me. But at the same time, making sure that the real news gets out about the finance community. You know, that stuff that our media here in America love to censor, or not even report for that matter. I mean, nobody's hearing about the situation really in Greece. We have to dig online pretty deep. You know, we've got 10 days till there's going to be some major ripples in the world economy, depending on the decision Greece makes. Those are the kind of things we're not hearing, and those are the kind of things that we are dedicated to bringing to you through Radio Free Redoubt every Sunday night and every Saturday morning now.
Yes, we have that to look forward to. It's interesting that you mentioned Greece, headed by the same, president? I can't remember.
Who? Unless you're talking about the finance minister Varoufakis, but
No, he was just recently sworn in that said that he wanted the God part removed from his oath of office.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. I do remember that. So,
and they can't figure out why they're not prospering.
Ignore God, ignore his rules for life, and see what happens to your country or your finances.
Now, I know you've got, you know, we're going to go to a break here in just a second. So I'm going to ask you to hold over through the break. In fact,
sure.
Let's do that. Let's go ahead and let's go to break now. And then I want to ask you about a new article advising Russians to pull their money out of the banks. Similar message to what you've been talking about. So we'll get to that here in just a minute. You able to stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. You are tuned in to the Voice of the American Redoubt, the John Jacob Schmidt Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right, but now more than ever we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
When a person desires respectability of people more than they stand in awe and fear of God, they sell out.
Welcome back. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the debut broadcast on KTW 630. And we are still here with Fox 519er, code name One Each. And he provides the news and the during the news and commentary segment. He has his own segment, Eye on the Economy. And we were just talking about that during the break. This article over here. Reuters was carrying it, but I picked it up off of Yahoo News, and a columnist for Russia's Vedomosti newspaper, it's a joint venture between the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal, has advised readers to pull their savings out of banks and convert them into physical dollars because the rubles tanked over the past year, falling over 50% from 33 rubles to the dollar to 67 rubles just this, you know, this last Friday. And it was kind of interesting reading this because it sounds like I'm listening to Fox 519.
Well, I if I was in Russia, I'd be doing the same thing. Why would I be using a currency that's currently under attack when I know I can still convert to the American dollar, which temporarily for the moment is still the worldwide reserve currency? So smart move on Russians' behalf, and if they want to still be able to buy and you know, get goods for their family, not a bad move in the short term. But I would say over the long run, it's not going to do them any good because it's just paper once again.
Yes.
You know, we're seeing a massive currency war take place all across the world. You know, everywhere from, you know, OPEC, you know, continuing the same production, they're attacking the Russian oil output. That's the true reason that the Russian ruble is tanking, is that there's just nothing to back it.
Yeah.
They would do oil, but the oil price has been pushed so low. They're having a hard time even making their economy function. You know, from an economic analysis standpoint, that's the perfect way to bring them to the knees. However, historically, we did this before, back in the 1980s. Russia started getting very powerful. We worked with the oil-producing nations of the world to bring Russia to their knees, and the ruble collapsed. We lost the USSR. However, this time around, Russia may be seeing this, but they have taken measures far ahead of time to protect themselves. They're the number two gold importer of gold on the planet.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me the Russians are doing that. It's their only strategy for the moment. You know, if they can take money out of the banks before the banks actually, you know, fail over there. And I think that this is really pushing Russia to a point where they all are going to have the trump card of gold to play. And once they do that, the BRICS are going to be a gold-backed group of nations. And where's that going to put us?
Mm-hmm. So, You have advised Americans to begin liquidating as well, because of just how precarious it is, even with the U.S. dollar.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, those of you who are listening every Sunday night, you know, I encourage you, the only things you can hold that mean anything are gold, silver, lead, and dirt. Now, be careful as you begin to transition to those, and a lot of people get really freaked out when I say, liquidate your 401k, pay the taxes on it, get out now, because if you wait too long, you're not going to be able to get out at all. There are options out there. Physical gold and silver is a great way to hedge your wealth, and it's something I encourage members of my team to do. I encourage family members to do it. I would encourage anybody in the listening audience right now, do it. Don't wait to the last possible minute. We are going to be seeing some major financial moves in the next 6 months all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
If Greece walks away from their European debt, that will pave the way for other smaller nations like Spain and other countries to do the exact same thing. If the euro falls, repeat it again, if the euro falls, it will cause major, major problems in Americans and our markets over here, because we have banks that hold European debt. There was just a report the other day that I believe it was Chelsea Clinton. Ugh, I hate mentioning that name on the air, but Chelsea Clinton's husband was a major investor in a Greek bond fund and has lost millions of dollars for his investors. So yeah, they're here in America, but their monies are invested over in Europe. So if your 401k is mixed up in any sort of bond fund at all that's tied to any sort of European stock, get rid of it Monday morning. Get rid of it.
Roger that. Well, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate that. And we're going to be able to look forward to having you on each week here each Saturday with kind of a little teaser of the eye on the economy, about a 1 minute segment there to give them a little bit of a taste of what's to come on Sunday evenings, where you go into a little more in-depth analysis.
Absolutely. I'm honored to bring it to you all. And hey, long live Americanism.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Hey, it was really good talking to you, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow as well and being on this journey with you for the long haul.
Absolutely.
All right, sir.
Take care, brother.
God bless. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. That is Fox 519, our Eye on the Economy economic specialist analysis. Good stuff. Now, I want to continue with the introduction to Radio Free Redoubt. One of the first questions is, what's a redoubt? And why would you doubt something again? I mean, you're doubting. You doubted in the first place, and now you're doubting some more. You're redoubting. That's not what it means. It's actually from the Swiss Redoubt. It was part of the National Defense program in Switzerland to protect themselves from invasion from Nazi Germany. It was called Redoubt, which means a safe haven. It is a refuge. It is a defensible fallback position. And the American Redoubt, not my phrase, that is accredited to a former intelligence officer and author and very prolific blogger, very well known, James Rawls. And he came up with the term. I had never heard of it before 4 years ago. But we are seeing an exodus out of what we call the occupied zones. And for those who are leaving California, excuse me, the Seattle area, Portland area, parts of Illinois, parts of Texas, believe it or not, Colorado, they are moving, they're strategically relocating to what is known as the American Redoubt. And that is the states of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Oregon and Washington. They are coming back over to the east side of the Cascades because they are heavily outnumbered. They're under attack. And we're going to talk more about that. We have to be able to articulate why we are doing what we're doing. Is this a knee-jerk reaction? Is it just an emotional trigger pull? Or is this deliberate and purposeful? And what's really important is God's hand in this. Is he part of this? Does he approve of it? Because those who are relocating and getting out of areas have to approach their decision very prayerfully, because they're uprooting their lives. Now, it's some folks, we are bringing that awareness to them and it affects them. That's a lot of responsibility to have. But there are many thousands who are relocating and then they find out about Radio Free Readout and then they say, well, there's something bigger going on. It's not just us. And so that's what happened in 2011 when Radio Free Readout went on with its first streaming podcast on June 5th of 2011. After I had read a article by James Rawls calling for the American Readout. And this happened after, well, there was just despair setting in with, you know, so many people that what kicked this off was the straw that broke the camel's back. A couple going through a toll booth with a large sum of cash with them got detained. The money was seized. No charges, no crime. It's just, you've got a lot of money and we don't know why, so we're seizing it under, you know, this drug war on drugs laws. And so it's obviously suspicious if you have thousands of dollars in cash on you, you must be doing something illegal. And they had it taken from them without due process. And this was one along of many train of abuses. And oh my goodness, there are so many a long train of abuses since then. He wrote an article calling for America is going, we're past the tipping point now. We need to start thinking about Plan B. We need to start strategically gathering, changing the demographics of some of the regions in our country and shoring those up with conservative people and really digging in and fighting for Americanism, our heritage, our values, even just regionally. And the American Readout is already ultra conservative, especially some areas more so than others. But like Pastor Chuck Baldwin said, the American Readout is the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty, for freedom in the future. And there's a showdown coming. We can't deny that. Oh, we can, but we're not being realistic. Not if you understand history, not if you understand God's word, not if you understand human nature and geopolitics. All of these things that come into play tell us we need to start preparing. And we're going to talk more about that as we go along. Now, me, I'm John Jacob Schmidt. I'm a Desert Storm veteran, special operations, communications operator. Recently spent 6 years as a military contractor, not the construction type. I've done several other things, but this was 4 years ago when I read this article about the American Readout, and there was a sense of despair looking at everything going on in our country and seeing that we're losing ground. And that's when you get to despair. That's when you get to the loss of hope, when you don't see a way out. I mean, we want to, we have the desire to, we want to restore our republic. We want to fight, take back America and all this stuff. But we take one step forward and two steps back. We are losing ground as a nation. Our nation is changing before our eyes. Now, we have a lot of people coming forward with solutions. Let's take back our lands. Let's defend marriage. End the Federal Reserve and the IRS. Close the borders. Stop overspending. Protect the Second Amendment. Start drilling our own oil. How about stop the EPA from grabbing land and terrorizing citizens and stealing their land? With open spaces and Agenda 21. How about if we get God back into our schools? Well, let's kick the radical militant homosexual agenda and the Islamization out of our schools. Let's stop entertaining ourselves with sports and start learning our history and the Word of God. Oh, let's just stop unconstitutional police checkpoints or militarizing our police forces with DHS grants. DHS, the tyranny syndicate. Let's get rid of them. They're purchasing billions of rounds of ammunition, tons of freeze-dried food, building detention facilities that they claim are for the hordes of illegals who might flood across our borders. Detention facilities which sit unoccupied while hordes of illegals swarm our borders. And get transported at taxpayers' expense to tens, if not hundreds, of locations deep inside American territory, bringing with them crime and diseases. Diseases that we've otherwise eradicated from our country decades ago. Now the government has the gall to point their fingers in our faces and accuse us of being recklessly irresponsible for not marching our children down to get measles or other vaccinations. And that the epidemics are going to spread because we are bad, irresponsible parents. And our children are going to be the cause of the next big epidemic. They've completely flipped everything and taken the consequences of their own neglect, and they're throwing it in our laps and placing the blame on Americans. The Department of Homeland Security also has multiple documentation. We have the documentation. It's been covered. You guys are all aware of this, hopefully. Describing people like you and me as domestic terror threats because we believe in the Constitution or homeschooling, the Second Amendment. We quote our founding fathers. We cling to our Bible and our guns. That's a serious threat. And now they're so bold as to come right out and say, these people that call themselves patriots, they are actually domestic terror threats. They're domestic terrorists. That's what Senator Harry Reid said. So I've got a great idea. Let's just stop the madness. Well, how are we doing so far? Let's just take back America. How are we doing with that? We have the solutions, but we don't have the will. What's missing? Oh, let's turn back to God. And you hear people say, if we don't turn things around, America will cease to exist. If we don't XYZ, America will go into the history books with the other fallen empires. Does anybody raise your hand? Is everyone in agreement? Does everyone agree that if we don't turn things around, we're going to lose our country? But nobody will ever admit that we're at that point. Now, there's nothing wrong with holding out hope. I mean, hope is sometimes all you have left. But you also have to face the reality. Every empire in history has fallen. Every one. There are no exceptions. Now, we have to also reason that if we continue down this path, our empire, if you will, our republic, will cease to exist. And in fact, the republic, arguably, has already ceased to exist. We don't operate as a republic anymore. In fact, we have Republicans calling this a democracy. They've lost their own definition. They don't even know who they are. If you lose your identity, there's nothing to stand on to say this is what we stand for. If you don't know who you are, if you forgot that you're a republic. Now, we have to try to take back America, but we are broken at the federal level. That it can't be fixed at the federal level. The one thing that would fix our country is repentance, to turn back to God. This is a heart, spirit, this is a soul issue. This is a spirit issue. And we have to turn back to Him, or they are right. All the experts, all the analysts are right. If we don't turn things around, America will cease to exist. So what's that look like? Well, let's go back to history. Let's stop hypothesizing and let's go back to what we do know, because we have the unfair advantage of being able to look back on tons of history, volumes, where maybe the Roman Empire didn't have that to look back on. Maybe the Byzantine Empire, they didn't have that advantage. Now we can. It's at our fingertips now with the technology. It's right there if you choose to learn it. What's destined for this country if we continue? Look at the Word of God. What's destined for us if we refuse? Now, there's a few different ways things could go. And we're going to take a break here in just a minute, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, because I want to get you to weigh in on this discussion as well. One result that we've seen is that when empires fall, they crumble and break and reemerge into smaller, self-ruling nation states. What defines what that those individual nation states look like as far as their culture, their language, their religion, their values, who they are as a people, what defines them as a people will depend, everything is depends on the demographics of that region. If you have a whole lot of Jewish people over here and they form up, you're going to have a little Jewish nation over here. You're going to have a Christian nation over here, or you're going to have a European type godless humanistic, you know, country over here. That's what affects what comes out of that. Now there's other options that could be in store for us. I mean, there's other ways that it could go that are not as favorable, using scripture as a measure for what we can expect in the future if we continue to reject God. All we can do is hope for his grace to give us the opportunity to gather his remnant geographically and then change things locally and regionally. And if by his grace, this starts a fire that spreads across the country and America is restored, it'll be in such a way that only he will have the glory for that. Because right now, our country is not just walking away from God, not just ignoring God. They are declaring war on God. And we are going to get wrapped up in that judgment when it comes. And I think we're running out of time. So that's, in a nutshell, what we're about, and so much more. But anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back here in just a second and take your calls. So fire up the phone lines if you'd like to call in. 1-877-999-7684. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be back in just a moment.
A communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Hey, this is Kim Jong. Your country no good to make friend. Why turn off the internet? I was trying to watch interview on the YouTube.
And this is Vladimir Putin. What's happening for oil prices? Not so good for ruble. I'm hoping I don't find out you guys is involved.
Maybe you need go prepperrecon.com, check it out, supply store, in case somebody turn off your internet.
These things happen.
They have a so good concealed carry sling with patches more cool than a dinosaur rodman.
And having MOLLE compatible individual first aid kits with IBD, chest seal, quick clot, tourniquet, EMT shears, and much more. Even when I don't wear a shirt, I having IFAC from Prepper Recon with me.
So go to PrepperRecon.com and click store tab on the top of the home page.
While you still can.
You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt.
Welcome 1-877-999-7684. The phone lines are open if you want to call in. Or if you're just nervous and scared and you want to just kind of hang back for a little bit and observe at a distance, that's fine too. You can contact me directly at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Let me spell that for you. It's REDOUBT, Redoubt. John Jacob at Radio Free Redoubt. And also, that's our website, radiofreeredoubt.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Free Redoubt. Coming into segment three there, and that was, I want to thank our first sponsor. We have several sponsors on our podcast, but we had a great supporter, Mark Goodwin, wanted to step forward and be the first sponsor on Radio Free Redoubt at KTW 630 AM. And he rotates those every month. That's pretty good. The Kim Jong and Putin. right after the nostalgic how to identify a communist PSA. That was great timing. So 1-877-999-7684. Let's talk a little bit more about what the American Redoubt is about. I know that we've had discussions in the past with folks that are saying, you know, you're just being fatalistic. You're accepting the fact that America is dying, and you're actually contributing it to it by getting all these patriots out of these heavily stronghold left-wing areas, and they need patriots in those areas. Well, I assure you, there are enough conservatives that are determining to stay behind in occupied territory and try to make a difference as much as they can. But you know what? When you talk, when I look these people in the eye, when I get their emails, when I see the tears strolling down their face saying, you have no idea the frustration, the stuff that our children were sent home from school with, that we didn't have any say in, we were notified after the fact. They're having instruction at their school teaching their children how to get an abortion without your parents' knowledge or consent, but the parents, darn well, they will pay for it with their taxes. With Islamic, exposing kids to Islamization. With coming home with your third grader, finding out that two men who are, quote, married, are talking to the third graders about how we love each other so much and you should do what we're doing, and homosexuality is great, which goes against your Christian values. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to pull the people back, their children back, trying to homeschool. Well, that's just fine, but now we're going to have to change the curriculum that you're required to teach your children if you're going to be a homeschooler. And you have to be a certified teacher now, which means you're going to have to pay into our indoctrination system known as an institution of higher indoctrination. Amazing. And they're so frustrated that no matter what they do, they're overrun, they're steamrolled, they're outnumbered. Sometimes when you're in a fight, you got to realize retrograde operations are a necessity. That means you've got to regroup. Armies have done it for centuries. They were castles. They were called redoubts. It was a fallback position. And I think we're kind of at the point where we need to start thinking about plan B if we can't restore the Republic. We have Mary in Spokane on the line. Mary, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to have you with us.
Hello?
Yes, Mary, you are on.
Okay. I heard this morning on the news that President Obama had said yesterday that Christians are as bad as the Muslims that we are fighting against. And if we're fighting against the Muslims, those that do jihad and that, what is his intentions to do with the Christians next?
Well, you know, You're right. That was not actually just this morning. This was earlier in the week at the National Prayer Breakfast. And thank you for bringing that up, Mary. And I know that we were just running out of time, and so I'm going to be covering that in depth tomorrow night. But at 8 p.m. is when the John Jacob Schmidt Show comes on, and that's only on live streaming at RadioFreeReadout.com.
Oh, mercy. Okay.
But I do want to cover this now. We will continue with this topic because it is so important. I know it's hard. It's a double-edged sword because it's hard to listen to that man speak. But on the other hand, every time he opens his mouth, he reveals his true agenda. And it gives us more ammunition to give to the people to say, well, he's not that bad. He's not trying to, you guys think he's trying to steal your liberty. Wait, right there I can point and say, there is yet another example. And Mary, you're absolutely right. He got up there and he... Because the pressure is on for dealing with ISIS. So he felt obligated. He's got to kind of confront this. Yeah, we got a problem with ISIS. But they're, you know, non-Muslim extremists, right? They're just madmen. And but by the way, Christians are bad too. We've got the Crusades. We've got the Inquisitions. Let me tell you something. In 200 years during the Inquisitions, they didn't kill as many people as Islamic extremists did on 9/11 in an hour. And I've got so much. I've done research on this, and I understand the long history of the Muslim butchery that has taken place over the years. They are responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths who people would not convert. Hundreds of millions. They have. I hate communism. I pound on the. I don't have a pulpit. The desk on communism. Communism has killed 200 million people in the last 125 years. But it pales in comparison. It makes Hitler look like a Boy Scout when compared to the Muslim butchery and murderous. Just what ISIS has done is not new. We're shocked by it. It's coming back. So I'm appreciative of you paying attention to that, Mary, and we are going to be talking about this more in the future. It has to be discussed, and we have to shed light, the light of truth on this.
Could you replay it on Saturday? Because I can't get to it on Sunday.
Well, actually, we upload that, and I'm looking at the logistics of everything. I think we're going to actually upload this show to our pod. It's a Podbean player. There's links on it. At our website, but every show is uploaded as a podcast, so you can listen to it on the website anytime during the week. You can download it. We're also on iTunes, so you can drop that onto your mobile device and listen to it on the go during the week. And this is an hour. It goes so fast, and there's so much to tell you about what we have in store for topics we're going to cover, how to get more information. And so right now it's just in very general terms, but we're going to start unwrapping all of this. Oh, I hate that term unwrapping. I hate it when people say unpacking, but, yeah, we're going to be definitely, making that available to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mary, thanks for the call. God bless you. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Yeah. This is something that I wanted to talk about and bring up. I haven't talked about the Islamic threat really for a long time. Oh no, for a long time I never really brought it up. I talked about patriot issues. We talked about homeschooling. We talked about the homosexual agenda. We talked about threats to our state and overspending and things like that. I haven't been ignoring it, but I don't know. Maybe I was. I can't ignore it. And I didn't ignore it. I mean, I'm always observant of it, and I did talk to people about it. I just never made a point to talk about it on Radio Free Readout, but that's going to change. They are recruiting your children. You got these European and American kids going over to ISIS, these girls. Oh, my goodness. They had no idea what they were getting into. And I did talk about this a few weeks ago where some of the women that were being held by ISIS, one of them snuck out and got her hands on a cell phone. She called to her family in Europe? Oh, I'd have to go back and look at that story. She called, she says, I'm alive, but please tell NATO to drop their, this place is a nest of ISIS. And she spoke of some of the unspeakable things that they were doing to these women. She said, please tell NATO to drop their bombs here. You've got women in captivity by these savages who are begging for NATO to drop bombs on their location because of what they're living through in captivity. This is coming to the streets in America. Communism is here. Islam is here. Texas just started its first Sharia court in the Texas Redoubt. Texas is where patriots are fleeing to. They're leaving New Europe, you know, New York, Vermont, Massachusetts. They're getting out of that area and they're going to ultra-conservative Texas. There's people moving to the American Redoubt from Texas telling me Texas is falling. It's not what it used to be. Now, in certain pockets, it is. But we have a lot to cover. There's a lot of things we're going to be talking about. So I want to invite you to join us over at RadioFreeReadout.com and email me, JohnJacob@RadioFreeReadout.com. There's so much I wanted to say, but we're out of time. So God bless you all. Have a blessed week, and we'll be right back here, 6:30 a.m. KTW.